Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Hebrews, called Better by Far. In today's episode, we'll be in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The title for this episode is Consider Jesus, because the author of Hebrews is challenging us to do just that, to take a long, hard look at Jesus as the founder and perfecter of our faith. Moses may have delivered the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt, but Jesus provided deliverance from sin and death. The sacrificial system could provide temporary remission of sin, but only Jesus could provide a permanent solution to the presence and power of sin. And that's truly something worthy of our consideration. Take some time today to read the passage. In the meantime, let's consider Jesus. The Jews had a high regard for angels as God's heavenly messengers, sent by God. But they were nothing when compared to Jesus, the Son of God, the greatest of divine messengers with the greatest of messages. When it came to the topic of salvation, the Jews knew of no greater Savior than Moses. He had single-handedly rescued their forefathers from captivity in Egypt. As a result, they held Moses in high esteem. So the author of Hebrews asks his audience to consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. Hebrews 3, verse 1. The Greek word for consider means to fix one's eyes or mind upon. It would be like saying, take a long, hard look at. Jesus was the apostle or messenger. He was sent by God with the good news regarding salvation by faith in Him alone. But He was also our high priest, a title the author will elaborate on in greater detail later on in his letter. As high priest, He offered a better sacrifice. A one-time, never-to-be-repeated sacrifice that completely satisfied the just demands of a holy God and provided complete forgiveness of sins and a way for man to be restored to a right relationship with God. As both messenger and high priest, Jesus was faithful to God, and the author compares his faithfulness to that of Moses. Moses was chosen and sent by God to the people of Israel with a message of deliverance. God had told Moses to go to the people in Egypt and tell them, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me. He told me, I have been watching closely, and I see how the Egyptians are treating you. I have promised to rescue you from your oppression in Egypt. I will lead you to a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3, verses 16 through 17, the New Living Translation. Moses did what God commanded, although somewhat reluctantly. He obeyed God, and as they say, the rest is history. God delivered His people through the faithful leadership of Moses. And as great as Moses was considered by the people of Israel for what he had done, Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Hebrews 3, verse 3. Why? Because Moses was a faithful servant, but Jesus was the faithful Son. It's important to recognize the seriousness of what's going on here. For the Jews, Moses was the founder and architect of their entire religion. While Abraham was the father of the nation, it was through Moses that they had received the law, the sacrificial system, and the tabernacle. Without Moses, they believed, they would never have escaped Egypt and become a nation. So when the author gives Jesus greater glory than Moses, he's treading on sacred ground. But his point seems to be that Jesus, as the Son of God, the divine messenger and high priest of the faith, has ushered in something far greater and more significant than the law, the sacrificial system, or the tabernacle. And he will spend the rest of his letter expounding on and explaining why he believes that to be so. The author makes a strong statement regarding the deity of Christ when he compares Moses, servant of God, with Jesus, the Son of God. Moses deserved honor for what he accomplished, much like a newly constructed home deserves honor for its beauty. But the real glory should go to the builder, not that which was built. Moses, though faithful, was an instrument in God's hands. None of what he accomplished would have happened without God's help. But Jesus, as the Son of God, was quite different, because the builder of all things is God, Hebrews 3, verse 4. Jesus was divine, the Son of God, and the creator of the universe. Remember how the author opened his letter? He, God, has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. Hebrews 1, verse 2. Jesus was not just a messenger sent from God, he was God in human flesh. As such, he deserves the same degree of glory as God the Father. Hebrews 1 verse 3 tells us, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. Moses had helped establish the house of Israel. He had played a significant role in leading the people of God to the land promised to Abraham, their father in the flesh. But Jesus had come to establish a new household of faith, a family of God made up of both Jews and Gentiles, and based on a righteousness that comes from faith, not works. Paul referred to it as the household of faith in Galatians 6:10. He told the Gentile believers in Ephesus, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Ephesians 2 verse 19. The Jewish Christians to whom this letter was addressed needed to be reminded that their allegiance was no longer to Moses and the law. Their hope was not to be in the sacrificial system. They were to consider Jesus. They were to take a long, hard look at Jesus. They were now part of his household of faith. But the author warns them that they must hold fast their confidence in Jesus. They must boast in the hope they have in him. There was nothing and no one else worth boasting about or placing their hope in. They were to keep their eyes fully focused on Jesus, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, verse 2. How easy it is to consider anything other than Jesus. We can place our hope in our religious upbringing, our spiritual accomplishments, or the fact that at some time in the past, we placed our faith in Jesus as our Savior. But the walk of faith is always looking forward, not backwards. It is about the hope that lies ahead. It is always considering Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. In other words, we're always living expectantly and hopefully, trusting God to finish what he started in us. The work of Christ in our lives will not be fully complete until he glorifies us. We are works in process, and we must hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope in him.